This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Somebody asked me here the other day, how old are you? You know, that happens from time to time. They look at you and I say, well, I'm 21. And they laugh and they chuckle and they carry on and they move on. Which is cute. And I say, well, you know, what if I identify as 21? Is that okay? And the reason I'm getting to this, I've been having conversations with different friends of mine, people I know, liberals I know, and everybody across the spectrum, because I really am trying to get a handle on this whole transgender idea and the idea that transgenderism and whatnot is just something you can just choose what you want to be. I can identify as a woman and therefore I'm a woman, which is biologically not really possible, considering the XY chromosome makes you male and two Y chromosomes make you female. Male and female, it's distinct. It's hormones, it's biology, it's scientific fact and certainty. And I'm trying to arrive at some conclusions here. And it got me thinking when I read a survey recently that got me thinking about how society has accepted these, some of them delusions that lead us straight into socially accepted lies. And when that happens, I believe it puts us all at risk overall. I think it's important to have this discussion that our nation needs to have now before the moral fabric of our country is completely torn apart, tattered, torn asunder by the political rip currents that we're paddling through. Now, according to the survey conducted by the Pew Research Center, 54% of Americans believe that whether someone is a man or a woman can accurately be determined by the biological sex with which they are born. Now, that means that nearly half of your fellow citizens believe that your gender, your sex, is something that is not determined by biology, but something you can choose, like a Che Guevara t-shirt at the local mall, just something you're going to wear. This is just what I'm going to be. And I've had extensive conversations about this with a variety of people that have different beliefs on this. And I often point out the state track championship in Iowa last year, where a transgender woman, that being a man, ran in the female in the women's track championships in Iowa and won the gold medal, won first place. And all I can think about is the girl that stood on the podium and had that second place medal. She had worked her entire life. She was a track star. She went to practice and she worked hard. And then a male was allowed to run against her who has unfair physical attributes and characteristics and testosterone and muscle development that put her at a disadvantage to the point that she could not overcome. What about her self-esteem? What about that? And just so you know, when you get into this conversation, the ignorance is bipartisan. Only 20%, and for the mathematically challenged, which is nearly all millennials in my estimation and experience, that's about 1 in 5 Republicans, and those who say they lean Republican, believe that there's no way of accurately determining a person's sex at birth. Really? No way to accurately determine a person's sex at birth. I guess we'd better start re-educating our OBGYNs about the new science and put it right up there with new math, the new science of gender. And we'll explain to them that saying congratulations, it's a boy, is offensive and completely transphobic. In addition, anyone in the medical field that fails to understand this simple logic from the left should be assigned to sensitivity training immediately. Pardon the sarcastic excellence, but it gets much worse. A whopping 64%, that's right, 64%, or nearly 2 out of 3 of Democrats, or those who lean Democrat, believe there is just no way of telling a mother whether she gave birth to a boy or a girl. Just no way to figure it out. Now, you have to wonder if these people have any opinions on the sex of hens or roosters or cows or bulls. I say there's kind of a pile of cock and bull in this whole cockamamie conversation that's deeply rooted in delusional fantasies that are entertained by people with what appears to be a tenuous grip on reality. I want you to stop and realize this is what is happening to a population when the left is allowed to dominate academia in K through 12 education, the university system, teachers' unions, school boards, and important other important areas of our lives and culture. Now, I realize most of you were busy at work busting your hump so you could pay the property taxes, income taxes, sales taxes, and a host of other taxes, levies, and fees to pay these people that have hijacked our schools, so you didn't realize they're pushing Marxist ideals on your kids and grandkids. I mean, you did have to support your family and the socialists. Well, after they got done stealing your money for their social adventures, you just didn't see it happen. Here's another point I need everyone to understand. This is exactly what happens when we ask the government to do for parents what only the parents should be doing for their children. This is what happens when some parents are grateful for public schools because they become a de facto babysitter. It's also what happens when these ideologues are allowed to run rampant and teach their perverse version of sex ed. And what I'm talking about is sex education here. When I was a kid, we learned about the birds and the bees and basic points of biology in fifth grade. We discussed reproduction, how animals were born, and all of that. We learned more from kids on the bus, a bit from our parents, some from the things our friends would say, and eventually we figured it out for ourselves. What we didn't get were graphic explanations using fruits and vegetables to demonstrate the proper use of a condom, or that whatever you were attracted to was perfectly normal, even if that was also fruits and vegetables. Sadly, I don't believe any of this is particularly accidental or that the government is incompetent any more than I thought Barack Obama was incompetent. I think it's part of a bigger plan, a masterstroke to ingrain relativism throughout our society and make us question our own morals and values. The idea that everything is relative and you can never really know what is actually right or wrong degrades the entire society because it erases actual boundaries of behavior that are necessary for society. I know better than that, and so do you. You know what's right, you know what's wrong, but you're being bounced around with so many messages your moral compass may be spinning. Time to get a hold of yourself and plant your feet on the ground. Because if you don't, guess what happens? An even larger portion of the population begins to believe that nothing is truly knowable. They begin to believe that right and wrong is relative, and they embrace situational morality. They even believe in biology and that it's up for debate, including even their very own gender. That's something you'd hope people would know by the time they were 2 or 3 years old, but instead of enriching our children with our values, all too often we run out the door, guilty ourselves of chasing a new car or bigger house while the kids go off to school. The problem is, the lesson being learned is something we would never teach them. There are more people in the world than you would ever guess who are firm believers in relativism. It makes them feel intellectual and superior to others because they think they know so much more than you. It reminds me of my favorite Ronald Reagan quote, "The problem with my liberal friends is that they know just so much that isn't so." Think about that for today. You can also check in at stevegruber.com and send me a note. Stevegruber.com, click on a link. Send me a note about what you think. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the 5 signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, Don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until wait. Don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad